And welcome to Season 9, Episode 15 of Swimming with the Fish. My original opening for this show was going to be a quote from the good book. In fact, it had to pertain towards the wonderful holiday we just passed, but everything changed this morning. And with that, we will be discussing that and many other things today. But first, let me introduce the two people who I love to spend this hour with, the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are you, sir?
I'm struggling with the... they're not disturbing thoughts. They're just... They're thoughts that good, wholesome people shouldn't have. And it's from the first Batman movie. After the Joker shook a man's hand, he rocked away, sir, himself, and
I do remember him. Yeah,
I sure do. I so I mean, that's my dilemma, because I, as pro life and as pro everything I say, and those intrusive thoughts, that's what they are.
Intrusive.
They come into my head, and then I have a problem, and so I must repent.
I guess, should we ask who you're thinking of when you see that scene?
I think we're going to be discussing it later, so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Goon, how are you, sir?
I awoke to that news.
Oh, you know, right.
I got up about 5, and I went into the small reading room in Stately Goon Manor. We have several of those.
With wonderful acoustics.
With wonderful acoustics, and I was setting about doing God's work. And while I was doing that, I will often take my phone and take a peek at the news.
Mm-hmm.
Because it annoys Hurricane when I do that, when you like she's talking to me, you know?
Yeah, I can see how that would work.
It's not a good look.
If you're in the small reading room, nobody should be talking to you.
Well, no, I mean, when she's talking to me, if it's not all that interesting, sometimes I'll pick up the phone and...
Oh. Like in mid-sentence?
It's really not nice, and I shouldn't do it. You'd what? Think I would learn, but I haven't. More than enough to know that 40-some.
Okay.
What year is it? 2025? 83, it'd be 42 in June.
Okay.
The answer to life, the universe, and everything just occurred to me.
That's right. 7 times 7.
That's 49.
You know the joke, right?
No, I don't remember.
You know the whole life, the universe, anything part. They built this computer, took 10,000 years.
Right,
deep thought, right? And, you know, what is the answer? And it came back with 42. They then spent another 10,000 years to build a new computer to actually find out what the question was. And the question came back is, what is 7 times 7?
Must have been AI-based.
Oh, wait, yeah.
That's wrong.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to British humor.
Are you sure it's not Common Core? Because, I mean, that.
Did you guys see the Babylon Bee story that they've determined that purgatory is real and that it's basically trying to teach a child third grade elementary math in the new math?
Oh my God.
That's purgatory.
Nope. I thought you all canceled that.
What's that? New math?
Purgatory. I thought purgatory, limbo, all that stuff got canceled. No?
I don't know. I'm Catholic. I don't know if I'm that Catholic.
Well, I guess you better up your game, son.
Yeah, I know. There's like a job opening.
If we need Pope Crutchling the First.
There you go.
Pope Crutch the First. Pope Crutch exclamation point the First. Yes.
The First. Yes.
The First. The First of his name. King of the Ants.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Right. So we're going to mock a dead guy now, huh? It's okay with me. I just wanted to ask.
Okay. It was like a day that ends in Y. I'm just thinking, you know, it's possible we might do that. We could. Maybe.
I was, I don't know. Honestly, I never want to see anyone go. When I saw the picture of Pope Francis in his last public visit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of new.
Well, he didn't look well. Now, I did see him, I assume that Vice President Vance was his last interview.
I'm not drawing any conclusions from that.
Because that happened on Easter, I think.
Yeah, see, you saw he leaned in, and I was, and at that point I was like, did he do what I think he did?
Yeah, what, like tap him with a reversed ring with a small, you know, pointed edge, and
he's a Catholic conversion from whatever he was before.
Well, those are the biggest zealots, you understand?
Well, I mean, he was an atheist before, so.
And, well, if you grew up in a house without God, it's kind of, well, I guess that's considered an atheist, sure. Okay.
Well, in his book, his grandma quoted the Bible all the time.
Okay.
His mom didn't.
I mean, his mom was going through stuff, just showing that just because parents are one way does not mean something else goes on. But regardless of that, you know.
Right. But I mean, my point was going to be that in the clips of the interview, he didn't look terrible. In the public address, he didn't look well.
Yeah, when they rolled him out there to do the blessing, I was like, I mean, I didn't think it was on death's door, but he didn't look good.
And you said, you did, I did not hear exactly what happened to him, and you said...
He had a stroke and then a heart attack.
And do they think that was all from the pneumonia? I mean, I guess so.
Well, okay, so the doctors told him, you need 3 months of complete convalescence, no work. And he went... hold my beer. And he just went and did his normal thing. And, you know, so the doctors are like, FAFO, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, once again, there was a man sitting across from him, smiling and nodding, maybe not as maniacally as presented, but it happened. It happened. I'm not everyone. What is the quote? The quote is, people wish that the Republican leaders were the monsters that the left paint them to be. And so...
Right, if only we were that evil, we would get so much done.
So it was like, I have a problem. I have a solution. I'm going to implement solution. Problem solved.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you know, we could get this clarified if you just had your lovely bride, Chief, just have her watch the video and see if she sees anything from a professional point of view.
You just love begging the lightning to strike, don't you, Cratch?
Well, you know, I've got to be out there front and center if I'm going to lead this church.
Okay, so if you were going to do so, do you know the prediction of, Malachi?
Malachi?
Not Malachi. Well, it's M-A-L-A-C-H-Y.
So no, Malachi, I do not know the prophecy of Malachi. What's the prophecy?
Is he like a Nostradamus kind of guy?
Nope, he was a pope. And he...
Okay.
He had a list of all the popes.
Oh, even better than that, he was a saint.
So... what's he? Okay.
He's an Irish saint.
Yes. Well, Santa Marta, right?
Mm-hmm. Of the last pope, Saint Malachi wrote, in the final persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will reign Peter the Roman.
What year? What year?
What year what?
Does Peter the Roman reign?
Oh, let's see here. Goodness gracious. Now,
the reason why I'm asking, I know the answer, okay. By the way. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Relics, paintings, prophecy of the popes. Here we go. So he had a doomsday prophecy in 1590. Right.
Okay.
So what year does Peter reign?
I don't know. I can't find it quick.
Oh, okay.
Save me, chief.
2027.
Oh, oops. That's why you've been quoting 2027. Okay.
Yes.
So if I get to be Pope, I only get to be Pope for 2 years? That seems
no.
Crazy.
So again, this unfortunately, if this is what will freak people out. Now, I sent you guys when I know you were diligently at work, the betting odds of the four people that are.
It's now six.
Okay. How many of those people have that name, though?
Hold on. I'm scrolling back.
Which name are we looking for?
Two. Yeah. Three.
So Goon has the answer.
Oh, so was it Peter?
Yes.
Yeah. Pietro?
Okay, so there's Pietro.
Which is Peter.
Right. There's Peter, which is Peter.
Uh-huh. And there's Peter, which
there's
is
Robert.
Peter.
And then there's Peter. Oh, crud buckets. There's three. Three out of six.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go with Mateo.
If a Peter is elected Pope, and he is called Petreus, what is his Latin name?
What? Oh, Peter? The Latin for Peter?
Yeah, Petrus Romanus. That's the end. You can just, I mean.
Petrus, yeah.
Yeah, Petrus Romanus. So if that happens, we missed out on the comet. The Mayan calendar was a letdown.
What you're telling me is don't buy the 36-month calendar.
Well, there's no need. You can step by it if you want.
Take out the 5-year loan at the max.
Oh, man, I was hoping to pay my house off. Sugar, I've got another 5 years. Oh, actually, I don't.
So there is a webcomic called... loosely translated, the world froze over and I built a doomsday shelter. Because that is the way that the Koreans name stuff, right?
Right.
And basically, a guy knows that the world's about to end. He's like, he knows the ice storm is coming. No one else knows. So he basically takes out like $100 million in loans. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I'll pay you back in a year. No questions. You can take my life. You can take everything. 4 months in, the doomsday happens, but he is, with all that money, he's built himself a doomsday shelter. So everyone around him is dying and he's like living in luxury. So
eating spam.
Oh, no, he is. Well, I mean,
I like spam. So that's what I did.
He was Korean. So he was eating like kimchi and bulgogi, but
I like that.
That's good too.
But the point is, If it is a Peter, do we refinance the house and be like, well, it won't be needing this in a couple of years?
Oh, goodness.
Which says 2027 persecution is going on, which means that that's a lead up to it. That is not it starts at that time.
Well, that was, a couple of weeks ago, Swamp Fox was asking me about, I think it's Revelation 3:13. Didn't we agree on that, Crutch?
Mm-hmm.
He thought it kind of predicted some things that are happening now.
Yeah.
Now.
I had such hope for this episode.
Crutch, why did they quote that specific one to you? Did they know about your what is it, oratory affliction?
My what affliction?
Being able to hear? Auditory.
Oh. No. Well, when people quote things to me, they have to quote it three or four times because I can't hear.
Yes. Yeah. But
if you're the Pope, you don't need to hear. You just speak and it is done.
But yeah, I like that. This sounds like a great job for me. I certainly like the sound of my own voice. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this.
Exactly. Wow. You need to worry about that humility thing at all.
I'm thinking not. I'm thinking he's going to take care of the problems in the church.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems in the church. I mean, you know, JP1 tried to do something and they offed him. So
he should have been wearing armor.
Exactly. I don't clink for nothing.
I wondered how that was, an Italian set of armor. If you were to show up in that.
If I was to show up in that, I would be dead because it's too small, but that's okay.
You can have those guards wearing the jammies on the other side of you.
That's some cool. You know who designed that?
No.
I do. Some Italian guy.
Some Italian guy.
Wow.
Leonardo da Vinci designed that uniform.
Even a genius can have an off day.
Off day.
These are my guards. We're going to have them wear jammies.
You know, they were the height of fashion at that time. Fashions have changed, but that's okay.
You would think we might update a little bit. I'm just saying.
No.
Can you imagine if we started making the Secret Service wear that? That might actually be fun.
Well, if it wasn't a clown show before, there was some nerd doubting it after that.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Hey, I can bring the mood up a little bit. Today was also the day of the running of the Boston Marathon. I don't know who won, but I know somebody did.
Shoes.
You know who won? A guy. No.
For both women and men, apparently.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Who won?
So the Boston Marathon actually set aside an entire separate category for the non-binary folks, but they forgot to stop letting dudes run and pretend to be women. So a dude pretending to be a woman won the woman's leg. So, because that's Boston for you.
Oh, I weep for my city. Not really even my city. I grew up closer to Hartford.
So here's what I don't get.
Oh, Sharon Lodicky shatters women's record. I wonder how. Oh, because she's a dude.
Yeah, I don't understand where all the feminists are. At least Martina Navrat, the
Navratilova.
Yeah, the lesbian tennis player.
Yes.
It seems like the only one who's like, hey,
this ain't right.
Somebody has thoroughly messed things up. But no one was
all crutch. I'll start again.
Thank you.
Crutch exclamation point. The first, this needs to be taken care of. I'll be counting on you.
Boys will be boys and girls will be girls. It's a mixed up world. Except for Lola.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Well,
that's an entirely different song. Oh, Lord.
Boy. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
How many Lola songs are there? Three, at least.
There's the Lola.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yep. That was Eric Clapton, right?
Kinks.
Ah, okay.
It's okay.
I don't know what that means.
The Kinks is a British music group.
Oh, okay.
Right. And they had a song called Lola. Lola would have fit in modern day environments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is a shame.
Yeah.
But I hear Maryland knows all about shame nowadays.
We have Senator Shame.
Yeah, we do. We every single day. And Governor Shame as well.
Yeah. We're really good at picking politicians in this state.
You should just picture.
Yeah.
You should just picture Crutch and I.
Tickets, you know.
Standing at the end of a dusty street, looking out, yelling, shame, shame, come back, shame. Yeah.
No. Goon.
That's the Batman episode.
Well, no, I was thinking of Shane, but, you know.
Since you have vehicles that no one would dare hit. let's just say that they'd be more worried about their vehicle than, you know, any potential damage they could do to yours that were still made with metal compared to the plastic all of ours are currently made with.
I'm thinking of buying a Pinto.
So if this winter you were to wait until it snowed and then got up on the roof of your car with a cardboard sign that just says the end is nigh.
And I would just drive slowly.
Yeah, because again, you've got all the people who would be driving by. No one would dare mess with your car.
That's true. Especially the low rider.
It's Maryland, so they're not even going to question why you stopped in the middle of the road.
Right. Actually, everyone will be able to read the sign because they'll all be stopped in the middle of the road, abandoning their cars, standing there looking at the sign.
Right. And if it's snowing, they'll even think that's the reason. Because it's required, as you both know, in a snowstorm, that you drive to the middle of the street, open all four doors, and leave the car. Exit the vehicle immediately.
That's right.
And put a towel in the window.
That's right.
Yep.
And get the higher
ground. Than that, thank you.
Right. And get the higher ground, which is West Virginia.
Wow. They don't want us there.
So true.
Just see a bunch of guys with big old long rifles going, no.
You need to go back now.
You and I will be walking up with rifles over our shoulder and they'll go, those two can come.
I'm actually headed to West Virginia, apparently.
Really?
You are? Did you do something wrong?
No, my company.
I apologize to all our listeners in West Virginia. I'm just having a little fun. Dang. Just a joke.
What, you know, I'm hearing cars start up and snakes being loaded in buses.
Crutch made me say it.
Snake made me say it.
Don't step on Snake, okay?
On Snake. No, my company has decided that our summer event this year is going to be at the world famous Greenbrier Resort.
Oh my goodness. I'm jealous.
I'm going to go take the bunker tour.
Oh, dude. I cannot wait for you to come back and tell us about it. Hurricane 2. This is something that's on our bucket list.
Yes. And it's like a multi-day thing. I was like, holy cow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I also have some good news today.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I won a lottery. See, I know you don't know what that's like, buddy, but it feels pretty good.
I haven't a clue.
I got an email that said that I now I have won a chance to buy tickets for the Savannah Bananas when they come to DC.
Nice. Now that is a baseball game I could watch.
So first you put your name in the lottery, and if they pick your name, then you go through a verification process, which I have done because they hold on and let me see if I can actually find out what they said, because they're very clever in everything they send to you.
Do they try to root out the remaining Hitler youth by asking me?
Apparently, yes.
We make baseball fun.
It says, today we conducted the banana ball lottery for Washington, and out of thousands of hopefuls, you have been drawn for the chance to witness the greatest show in sports.
They are.
And it says, now we're on a mission to keep these golden tickets in the hands of real fans like you. That means we need to verify that you're the good guy we know you are and not some sneaky ticket scalper in advance of the ticket sales, which take place in a few days. Oh, so man. I went through and successfully got verified as not being a sneaky ticket scalper.
Also being an
entrepreneur.
Hitler youth. Yeah, there. Yeah. Thank you. One of us.
Their youth were ticket scalpers?
Oh, man. They.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
So sad.
And I will get a time slot assigned to me in a few days. And I can call during that time slot. And if there are still tickets left, I may buy them.
Fantastic.
Who will you take? And how many will you buy?
Well, that depends. You know, my company wanted to go, and my boss didn't get selected. So I'm going to send him a note tomorrow to say,
No,
I mean, does he want me to buy tickets for, remember how small our company is.
That's right.
You know, 10 tickets will kind of do it.
Board meetings are held in a phone booth.
And we can, and we can all go.
By all, can you clarify that statement?
Well, we usually, when we go to games and stuff, they allow us to invite as many friends as we want.
All right, well.
I always invite Crutch, but he never takes me up on it because he's always busy. He's always got kind of an excuse. And while I'm a little hurt by that, I still go and have a good time.
Is it because of your personal color?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
It's because he wants to take me to D.C. where I will die.
Until I came out, he would at least say he was going.
Came out as a person of color, or?
Yes, as a person of color. Let us.
Man, I've not encompassed anything else.
Okay, Grease.
Musical outsider. Proud father. Married to a real woman. Did not take a knock on the head.
Oh boy.
Still singing that song.
Someone is getting in trouble. Thankfully, I'm in another state.
So, Hurricane is talking about visiting Texas next year, Chief.
That's next year. Look, man. Crutch, when is the smoke appearing?
Within the next 15 to 20 days.
All right. So in 15 to 20 days, we're going to know if that even matters. Right now.
Well, next year will be 2026.
Yeah, we got she's
so we got time.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't understand. It says in the middle of the tribulation.
Ah, okay.
So that means it is an active event currently going on.
What? You can't have visitors during the tribulation? Gee, that seems a little inhospitable.
No, that means...
No, it might be tough to make it down there, is what he's saying.
Transportation will be a problem.
No, you just drive the car till it runs out, then you steal another one.
But I like my car.
Okay.
Well, I guess I better get that that air suspension fixed before...
It might be worth it for resale value.
Yeah, put it on layaway.
I think I'll every
year.
That's right. Every single time I back it out of the garage, though, my neighbor, Honest Ronnie, he plays Low Ride every single time. I thought it would stop being funny, but to be honest,
it's still doing it. Hasn't.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Oh my gosh.
It's good to have consistency in things.
Yeah, I've seen it. Indeed. Indeed. He's like, it looks like you're constantly driving uphill. And I'm like, it feels that way. And it's Hurricane went and put a little gas in it because it was very low on gas from our last trip with Doug. And I just put it in the garage and I've kind of left it there.
Mm-hmm.
And only a little gas?
Well, the light's on.
Is it still on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now while it's sitting in the garage, but I go out every week and start it. I just didn't want to make the very painful ride over to the gas station to put like $10 in it. So I can get it to Jacob the Israelis and have him give me the bad news. But so many other things have broken at State Lagoon Manor this week. They're breaking faster than I can fix them.
Mm.
So
cascading failures? God, it sounds like something Data had to go through.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. Maybe you can tell me if I'm doing something wrong. So do you recall, did we talk about my lawnmower breaking down into last season? And I had a guy come fix it. And part of the problem was I wasn't using gas without ethanol in it.
And it was supposed to be
gummed. It gummed up the carburetor and a bunch of things. And I had it all fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been running fine. So this weekend, we cut the front lawn. And it ran out of gas while we were, after we finished the front lawn. So I went and got one of my plastic gas cans full of non-ethanol gas. And I refilled the tank. Mm-hmm. And I got about a quarter of the way through the backyard, mm-hmm. and now it's acting like there's water in the tank.
Because
it'll run for 30 seconds, and then it'll start sputtering, and it'll stop.
Hmm.
And that second tank came out of the same can as the first tank, and I'm like, well, I'm storing these tanks inside my garage in closed plastic containers. I didn't go get those jerry cans, you know, because it's hard to fill the mower from one of those.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing this or if there's something else wrong. So I've got to, you know, drain the tank and look and see if there's water in the gas. And if there is, I've got to figure out how in the hell it got there.
Right.
I know how it happened the last time. The tank, the gas can I threw away, mm-hmm. Hurricane finally told me that she'd left it outside with the cap off. And it rained in there.
Yeah, water will get in that way, you know, from the sky.
Yeah. And it made the gas no more good.
It was bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, broken gas. It was. So okay. I know that's not happening. And the reason I know.
Do you have a letter anywhere near it?
She can't lift the cans. They're too heavy.
She is a strong, independent woman. You can't.
That's right.
She is.
Don't you be busting the patriarchy all over her.
She is. She is. She tells me constantly, well-behaved women rarely make history. Scares me a little.
This is something that that she should know about. So, in Genesis.
Oh, Lord. That was a long time ago. Good.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking back in the beginning, right?
8,000, 9,000 years ago? Oh.
But unknown, because the calendars have changed. And how did people record time anyway back then? All that kind of fun stuff.
Got it.
So, when woman was created, what did it actually say?
What did the woman say?
No. What did God say when he created?
It's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helpmate. Or a help meet, I guess, thing he said.
Help
so
meet.
Yeah, that's kind of the King James version. So take it with a grain of salt.
A meat puppet?
A helper. M-E-E-T.
Oh.
Listen, holiness elect. Once you get the job, you can go ahead and take care of that too, all right?
This is the funny thing. The word that we commonly use
mm-hmm.
for helper, mm-hmm. the one that is in the King James Version,
mm-hmm.
that is not what it means in the Aramaic/Hebrew that is in the Torah.
Mm-hmm. There might be a problem with the translation.
Well, you know, you're shocked. This is what I'll let you decide. How about that?
Okay.
So the word is not helper, but one who empowers. Mm. So it's not good.
Cheerleader.
So I will make someone who empowers him. But that word that is used is the same word that it says God does for us. Because it says, instead of God helps us, God empowers us. So he was basically saying that, you know, if this were an MMO, then that is your backline cleric casting all
your buff. She's a buff bot.
Yes. Everything that, like, everything you
do. I'm going to take a beating for you guys over this.
The person that was made for you is supposed to make everything you do that much better. So,
oh, like the Blue Lantern Corps.
Well, and this is more like Orange Lantern, because, you know, yeah, it can go to your head with, really fast.
With you, it's always Orange Lantern, Chief. Yeah.
With yours is mine. Right. What's mine is
mine. Mine, mine, mine. You're like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's funny. I have the seagulls here on my desk. I have a little sculpture and they're holding signs. Would you like to know what they say?
Mine.
Yes, mine. Mine.
Mine.
Mine.
So that's the big thing. The big thing is that women have a power. That power is to, you know, enable a person that they're supposed to be with to make them do what they could not do on their own. Just like how God gives us the ability to do stuff that we couldn't do on our own. So it's like you have example one, then you have example two, and it's like, oh, you know, people try to diminish that role, but that from the beginning he was like, hey, you're gonna mess stuff up and you can't do it alone. So I will get someone who can encourage you, to empower you, to cheer you on, to strengthen you, to
right.
nourish you, you know, basically adjective you right. to be better.
Ideally, that's what they're supposed to do. That's not how it works out always.
Hey, you know, sometimes the cleric is a black mage and you get debuffs and at that point, you're hosed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start taking damage over time. Yeah, it's just goes downhill.
Good no boy. That's right. We're gonna have the AOE dots. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, if it's AOE, that means who else is caught in the crossfire?
Everyone, maybe. That's a big area. We've gone completely down the geek road.
We have.
Yeah.
It happens.
For those of you who don't understand, an AOE dot is an area of effect damage over time, which means anybody near the target of interest is taking repeated damage over some period of time. Not good. Not good.
Is that kind of like the BFG in Doom?
No.
Anybody even near there gets it?
No, it would be like... you know what it's like? It's kind of like that ball of plutonium that they accidentally opened up while they were working on the atom bomb, and everybody in the general vicinity eventually died. Yeah, that's an AOE dot.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, once again, if there was the proper woman there, she could have
gotten that fixed.
She could have
helped you fix that.
Right.
So yeah, there's that, and the washing machine is still leaking despite my best effort to fix it.
So, you know, funny that you should, and this was your weekend, right?
Yeah.
So I go into my kitchen on Saturday, and my sister-in-law stares at me and then stares at the sink and says, like, Nirobota. And like, how does the sink not work? You know,
it's a hole.
And then, so I turn the water on and I stare at her, and then she goes, no. And then she's talking about the garbage disposal. So I flip the switch, I hear a buzz, I immediately turn the
Jam.
Switch back, and then I look at it, go, okay, I know how to do this, And then I look at the brand, it says Moen. And I said, okay, I no longer know how to do this because Moen does not have the Allen wrench insert to manually move the gears.
Oh,
they have this big H looking thing. So it's got moving parts on the bottom so you can fit it in. And it's got, you know, like one of those ye old, I'm going to drill by twisting this thing. And it's $20.
Wow. Like,
you've got to be kidding me. So after YouTubing what I'm looking for, I take a monkey wrench and I clasp onto the part that's supposed to be moving, and I take a hammer and five whacks later, it's working again. Yahoo.
Because you didn't want to use that right there?
Because I couldn't get it.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
$11.17 at Home Depot.
Well, not over here, it wasn't. But that is because it wasn't in store and it had to be ordered.
Got it.
But yeah, it looks like an H. It's got that weird... It's weird. And it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't come with it. You have to buy it separately.
It's so, just a mess. Yeah.
And well, so,
why would you want to do what everybody else does and just, you know, provide us?
Just include it. Yeah.
Well, so.
Because I have my way big Allen wrench under the sink right near the disposer.
Yeah. So you can turn it, right? It,
exactly.
Case. Yeah. But, you know.
Now, the fact that I've done that means I've never had to fix it, right? Because.
Well, that's the whole idea, right? You shouldn't have to fix it, darn it.
And the washing machine is still leaking. So the guy who came to fix it for the warranty repair made it worse. And I made it way more better, but didn't fix it quite enough. So I called him back today and made it. They're coming Thursday.
Good, good, good.
I'm like, this is still leaking, boys. It needs to be, you know.
Do you know what the problem is or have an idea?
Yeah, I do. The hot water line coming in. The threads are all plastic threads. And I think the one on the hot water side just didn't mold very well. And it won't quite seal. So what I am going to try tomorrow is to wrap it with Teflon tape and see if that will get enough of a seal.
What about that stuff that they sell? I see all the waterproofing tape stuff.
Oh, flex tape?
Yeah.
You flex tape. Oh, I'm actually going to test this. We have a garden hose. We constantly run over the garden hose with our car. The garden hose now has holes. I'm going to flex tape this garden hose and see what happens.
See if it works. Yeah. Excellent.
To be continued. I also...
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know how that works. I'll let you know how my having the guy come back works.
So, being where I am, there... I asked how to fix a electrical problem with my car, and I could not get a real answer. So I had to delve into the world of redneckery, in which he said, you strip the wires, you put some electrical tape on, and you get these metal clamps, and you hope for the best. And I was like, wait, are we being serious here? And he goes, yeah, man, you can get those at Harbor Freight. So I went to Harbor Freight and I said, hey, man, I'm trying to redneckery this thing. And he goes, oh, it's right here. I was like, oh, my goodness. He was being serious. And sure enough, there are the clamps. I have it in my car. I can't bring myself to just go down that road because at that point, that means that I've given up being a civilized human. And now I might be a redneck.
Well, it only took a couple of years. By the way, happy anniversary. I happen to notice today that it's been a little over 3 years since you have left us. Apparently, they miss you so much, they never took you out of the registry. It still says I've retired on April 15th, 2022, and we miss you dearly.
We sure do. Every once in a while, I look at that and brings a tear to my eye.
It just shows it can be done, and that's all.
Maybe that's why they leave it up there. Maybe it's maybe it should be like incentive to the new folks, because apparently quite a few of them need to go before the end of July.
Yeah, you do not need to die in here. You can leave on your own power.
Someday. I was,
it was before 2027, okay?
Well, you know, funny you should mention that. I just have to get somebody out of school by 2026. I guess I don't have to worry about them finding a job.
Yeah,
don't you sad.
That is the part that I, you know, that is a little disturbing, which is why I can no longer tell the Ogryn this, because when Ogryn, you know, it was bad enough. Oh, which I think this will make you chuckle, Crutch.
Like I could use a chuckle.
You helped me with an HHS program.
I did. Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And then they stiffed you.
That HHS program got dozed. There's nobody left. The whole program is gone. The sub
program. You know what terrified me about that? So the very first press conference of our brand new White House press secretary, they were talking about things getting dozed. And some reporter in the audience named that program by name. And I'm like, why is this on the radio right now? And apparently it's because it's gone. Okay, well, that works.
Yes. So Sorry.
No, go ahead. I interrupted.
It's a story of some of my best work.
Yes. So, because I was in a meeting today. Mm-hmm. And after we did that, I was documenting how it worked and what you needed to edit and why they were probably never going to use it.
Right.
And then I found out that the reason they were never going to use it is because blank.hhs is now gone. And he was like, even if we wanted to, because they were doing personal Git repos instead of using the government approved one.
Holy jumping cats.
And so
I
said, everything that you're doing is just illegal at this point. And they said, it doesn't matter. But then he said, they fired everybody, but they're still paying us. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, because our contract is until August. They just fired everyone. So we're still getting paid.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, so what are we supposed to do? And he's like, I don't know what to do. Because since they fired us, I can't tell the person to stop paying because there's nobody to tell.
These people are getting paid on autopilot.
Yes, he had a point. He was very upfront about it. He stated, we tried to reach out. They were gone. The CLR, gone. And he just kept going up. And he said, that's when he realized the entire thing is gone. And he said, it doesn't make sense because this is a bipartisan issue. You know, like both Dems and reps want energy assistance. But that is gone because SNAP and some other things were adjusted. And they're just like, yeah, everyone here is gone.
Wow.
And he said, okay, but we keep getting paid till August. So what I want you to do is just document everything that we would have done, and I'll pay you for it. And I'm like, are you going to pay for the other stuff? Oh, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves, okay? So I'm sorry. There's no future stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently there's no future for that group at all.
Right. So it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah. So that's,
I thought. So they're going to be like NPR and Harvard.
Well, no, because they spew propaganda, and this place just showed you how much you were getting robbed by the government. And Crutch got to do the calculations. You know, like, yeah, you really shouldn't live here, but you did. Did you look at the calculations you made?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were places where they were just, you know, not giving money to the people. You know, it was funny because the people who apparently needed the money were not the ones getting it. Yeah. Well, shocking, right?
Oh, shocked. Shocked, deeply shocked.
Yeah. Well, that was just joyous. Paid on autopilot. That's a good way to put it. It's just like the story of our lives.
That's a band name right there.
Yeah, that is. That truly is. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Easter. And you know, it's a sad day for Catholics and a joyous day for Catholics. And, you know, we've got the ups and downs. The next couple of weeks will be fun to watch for those of you who are too young to remember it or weren't paying attention the last time. And we'll see how it all plays out. To my brethren, have a wonderful week, and we'll all get together and do this again next week. But before we go, please, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Vote for Crutch! ! Cardinals worldwide, there's only one choice to save the church in the upcoming conclave. No, it's not the orange man. It's Crutch! A verified male Catholic, he is eligible. Conservative and continually wearing armor to guard against liberalizing the church. Be assured, he will make inquiries of all the left-wing newbies and take corrective action. Do you still have the plans for the rack and the wheel? This is going to be one heck of a ride. Vote for Crutch! ! For Pope. God wants him. And Goon and Crutch's marathon training system. I know what you're thinking. These two chair-bound morons don't run. How can they help me? They don't have to run to train you. They need to have something that scares you chasing you. A Wolverine, a dietitian, Hillary, whatever it takes. Payment must be made in advance. Marathons can kill the unprepared, you know. No refunds or exchanges. Void where prohibited. And NPR, not public radio anymore. Your tax dollars are now freed money, no longer enslaved to one point of view and seeking money on their own. I would think that no amount of selling a bag of tchotchkes is going to make up for this loss of income. I think you might see some workforce shaping going on over there, but hey, the pros over at NPR can get a job anywhere in the media, right? Or not.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.